It's just past 7:08 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert, and we're going to start our coverage this morning with the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Yesterday, members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus organized a visit to Border Patrol detention facilities in Clint and El Paso, Texas, that have been the target of scrutiny because of press reports that children being held at that Clint facility in particular been held in conditions of squalor without access to soap, toothbrushes, care for children who are not old enough to take care of themselves, diapers for children who are not toilet trained. When they gathered to try to debrief what they found inside, pro-Trump supporters interrupted their news conference following the tour. So we're going to speak to one of the people who was on it, Representative Judy Chu, in just a moment. First, a report from Casey Rupke.
Congressional Hispanic Caucus Chairman Joaquin Castro of Texas led a delegation of Democrats on a tour of Clint Border Patrol facilities. The purpose of the visit was to investigate the treatment of immigrants in detention facilities. It comes in the wake of recent reports describing squalid living environments. Representative Judy Chu of California says that the conditions for migrants in these facilities were shocking. She said the delegation spoke to migrant women living there.
And immediately as we came in there, tears were streaming down their faces as they were telling their stories and were clearly so miserable. They talked about being there over 50 days and not knowing when they would be released. They talked about being separated from their children. They were miserable in terms of their personal conditions. There was no running water. And one woman had been told by a CPP agent, if she wanted water, then just drink it out of a toilet.
Castro and Chu were joined by high-profile Democrats, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and over 15 other representatives and state legislators at the border facility. As the speakers tried to address the crowd, pro-Trump protesters yelled slurs and personal attacks at them.
Yes, ma'am. America first! America first!
We don't want Sharia law here! We don't care about Sharia law! We care about Jesus Christ!
The speakers continued to deliver their remarks despite the interruptions. Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts spoke directly to the protesters. She says that their hateful rhetoric matches President Trump's immigration policy.
Keep yelling! This is very appropriate! Vile rhetoric for vile actions! Hateful rhetoric for hateful behavior! Racist words and venom for racist policies! Very apropos! This is bigger than a funding debate or about any speeches that we give here on the Representatives. This is about the preservation of our humanity.
The Congressional Hispanic Caucus formally called for border agents who joked about migrant deaths in a secret Facebook group to be immediately fired. The caucus says it intends to provide further oversight over immigration proceedings and border conditions. Members said this detention facility visit was just the first step in their investigation. For KPFA Pacifica, I'm Casey Rupke.